It's the show here on 91.5. I'm Phil Latzman, along with KJZZ's Steve Goldstein. It is our Friday newscap, and our panelists are all from our KJZZ News operation on this special Fun Drive edition. In studio with us is field correspondent Will Stone. On the line with us now from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau is Jorge Valencia. Jorge, welcome.
Morning, Phil.
So, lots going on there, huh? Plenty to talk about south of the border. Part of our commitment to the listeners here at KJZZ is opening this Mexico City Bureau. Timing was really good. Lots of stuff happening. The border wall continues to be one of the main international news stories. And, Jorge, the Mexican government seems to be paying attention to the companies that could be part of the construction of the wall. That was a big story this week. What are they saying about
it? Yeah, so the federal government has gotten, documents from more than 600 companies that are interested in being directly involved in that construction. More than 40 of them, by the way, are from Arizona. And the Mexican government paid attention because there were some Mexican companies that didn't file, but they said that they'd be willing to supply materials. Most notably, there's a company called Cemex, which is one of the world's biggest construction suppliers. It has obviously a big presence in Mexico, also a big presence in the U.S. in the Southwest. They have four concrete plants in Arizona, actually. So their CEO, Rogelio Zambrano, was quoted by multiple media outlets here saying that, hey, if their clients ask them for an estimate for materials for that project, that it's their duty to give them that estimate. To which Mexican politicians did not respond very happily. I think the strongest response came from the Senate Foreign Relations Chair, who said that basically she wants the Mexican government to divest from any company that is involved in the construction. Now, that was just a proposal, but she is a high-profile member. On the other hand, Luis Videgaray, who's the Foreign Relations Secretary, he was a little bit more tame. He said that Mexico is a country of free enterprise and it's not going to interfere in any business with whatever they want to do. But this is a good quote. He said that any business looking to gain from that project should review their own conscience on it.
That's great irony that one of Mexico's top industries is cement, and that could be used to build that wall.
Yeah.
And then the Mexican government is saying, hey, we really, you know, it might be good for our economy, but we don't want to do this.
Yeah, one of the estimates actually. So as you know, we've seen just so many different estimates as to how much that project could cost. But one of the estimates that I saw just for concrete was about $1 billion for the concrete. So sure, like a concrete company that is well positioned on both sides of the border could stand to gain from it. Now, later on, we had a company spokesman. The company's PR machine tried to walk it back because it's just not very good PR for them in their home country to say that they'd be gladly involved in this project. So the Los Angeles Times, the Mexican government-owned wire service, Notimex, quoted a spokesman from Cemex saying that they wouldn't be involved in the project, but then when I contacted them, they just simply wouldn't wouldn't elaborate on whether or not they would supply to third parties.
And you also spoke to a business strategy firm about this as well.
Yes, I did. I think you've got that queued up, right?
Yeah, here is Juan Carlos. Okay, well, anyway, the idea is that the business side of this, where they would love to see it at the same time, we kind of discussed that. But let's wrap it up by asking you about the first 2 months of the Trump administration, how they have been received south of the border. I think we can all sort of predict a little bit about what you're going to say, but it must be kind of surreal down there.
That is the exact word. You just stole the word that I was about to use because it's just surreal. If you look at Mexican media in the last 2 months, Donald Trump is on front pages. He's at the front of newscasts way more than Enrique Peña Nieto is, the Mexican president. I mean, so you would think that Donald Trump is the president of Mexico just by judging how much he's in the press. And then also he's just become this like huge icon in pop culture. Obviously, I mean, or not surprisingly, he's a villain. So, for the Mexican government, he has become a top priority for foreign relations. I mean, even Luis Videgaray, the foreign relations secretary, a few weeks ago went up to Washington, and he didn't even tell the State Department that he was there. He just went there to meet with Jared Kushner, who's on staff for the president. So that tells you a lot about what the 2 months, the first 2 months of the Donald Trump presidency have been seen like here on this side of the border.
Well, you'll continue to report on that side of the border, and we'll continue to hear it. Jorge Valencia, reporter in our Mexico City Bureau. Hey, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to the continued reporting and all the interesting stories.
Thanks so much, Phil.
All right. Now back here in the studio with Steve Goldstein and Will Stone. Will he and Steve have both spent a lot of time talking about and following the drama at the Arizona Corporation Commission. Here is a sample of some of that drama there this week.
This borders on, if not does, represent public misconduct. And it for certain does show a level of disrespect for a commission officer.
It lessens my ability to control my bill when I have to make many choices in the course of a month on how I have to pay for the things that I need.
Will, a couple of voices there. The first one, if people have listened to your reporting, pretty familiar, Corporation Commissioner Bob Burns. Who else was speaking there?
The second was a customer, a retiree who lives in Prescott named Rich Stevens, and they were both speaking at the same meeting. It was a public hearing for the ongoing rate case for APS, but they were speaking on different topics, and I think the fact that both of those statements were made in the same meeting illustrates some of the issues that are kind of bubbling over into commission business.
A lot of infighting, especially between Commissioner Burns and Commissioner Tom Farese. What is that specifically about?
Well, right there you heard Commissioner Bob Burns accusing the chairman of the commission of possible public misconduct. Now, what we know from Burns is the reason for him saying that was he feels as though Chairman Farese has been thwarting his efforts just on some basic procedural stuff. He wanted to hold a public hearing in Flagstaff, and he said that Farese repeatedly blocked him from doing that when he scheduled a staff meeting. Farese canceled it. Farese didn't respond to these allegations during the meeting. Mm-hmm. But as I reported earlier this week, the bad blood between these two has been growing for a while. Burns voted against Farese becoming chairman, and the backdrop for all of this is the dark money quest that Bob Burns has undertaken against APS.
And, Will, not much time left, but earlier this week I spoke with attorney Tom Ryan, who has not been quiet about his disdain of some of the stuff. APS has said it will start disclosing more information, but there are still questions, especially about 2014. Is Bob Burns going to continue this fight, and can he without legal help?
He can. He has pro bono legal help at the moment. The very quick cliff notes is that Burns subpoenaed APS. APS sued him back. Then APS quietly dropped the lawsuit. And now Burns has sued them again. And in the midst of this, the Corporation Commission has defunded his attorney because he's no longer being sued. He's kind of going on the offensive, you could say. And he says his lawyer is going to handle this pro bono for now. He's determined to get to the source of these campaign contributions from 2014.
And all of this as APS is asking for a rate increase in the backdrop.
That's right. Earlier this month, we learned that APS and about two dozen stakeholders had come to a settlement where they're actually scaling back what they were asking for originally. It would have been about an $11 average increase for a customer. Now it's about a $6. And then there was a very controversial new rate they were going fee they were going to add to it, which they rolled back and made optional.
KJZZ's Will Stone. Thanks, Will.
Sure thing.
And that does it for the Friday Newscap, Steve. And you're listening to it here on 91.5.